All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The IHSA Bass Fishing Sectional taking place Thursday up in Pool 13, just south of Savannah off the Mississippi River. Cody Higgins is a sophomore and on this bass fishing team. You guys had a pretty good day. I know a lot of teams had a pretty good day, but a little bit about how you fared out there today and what the conditions were like.
Well, it was a slow morning, and we caught a couple in the morning. Nothing real big, but lost a few here and there, and it was good that my buddy Trevor was able to land some fish. He got some nice ones. And
yeah, how comfortable you are, this may be kind of a dumb question, are Mercer County kids fishing in the river? Because I know it's a little bit different. Most IHSA sectionals are, you know, ponds or lakes. This is, you know, basically Mississippi River fishing. I would say it suits Mercer County kids pretty good, does it? Talk a little bit about that as it compares to maybe some of the farm ponds and lakes that you fish in.
It was a little bit different. You're kind of hitting targets here and there. For ponds, you just kind of wait for the bass to go to you. But it's for me, it was a little bit different. But there's some people that out there that were used to it, and it was good for Trevor. He was pretty used to it, so he was able to catch some fish.
I know the other boat was Cody Haglock in Jack Benz, and I think 22 boats in all in this sectional, right, with 11 schools. And people would be surprised. There's a lot of skill out here.
Yeah.
You would be surprised with how young some of these kids are, but they know the game. So can you kind of elaborate a little bit about kind of what you're up against in, like, classification and basically all sports, multiple classifications? Bass fishing, it's one class, and it's man against fish.
Yep, it's definitely, you don't know what's coming ahead of you, but really you just got to know where to go. Everything depends on the water level and the day and what the fish want to do. They're always moving around, and it's always changing. So everybody they have their own spots, and everybody goes maybe to the same spot, or other people go to different branches of the lake, and you just got to find that one spot with all the good fish in it.
Well, and I think somebody was telling me last year the team that won it was close to 15 pounds. Right, and this year, you know, 15 pounds you probably aren't going to get out. I think 21 won. There was a 19. There was an 18.
Yep.
So, I mean, were you surprised at that type of opportunity out there today? I mean, there was a big fish in the 22 boats.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I thought we had a good shot at it. I thought we caught a lot of good fish, but there was some people that must have found the better holes with the bigger fish. So,
yeah, and the biggest catch for you guys today, you remember?
I think it was 3.7, maybe.
Was that earlier in the day, late in the day, or how'd that work?
Actually, that was Trevor's last cast. We were heading in. We had 10 minutes to get here.
No kidding.
Last cast, reeled it in, and they just told me to keep casting. Maybe I can get another one, but that last fish, and it was the biggest one.
Yep. All right, so, you know, you fish from 7 to 3, right?
Yep.
So it's 8 hours of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say for a dude like you, you say that's a, even if I don't advance, spending 8 hours in a boat on a school day. I was talking to one of the Anawan kids. They said, I think he said to me something like, a bad day fishing is better than a good day working. But then he said, better than even a good day at school.
Yeah.
So a little bit about just, you know, getting out here and participating in this. This is, for me, the first time covered. I'm pretty impressed. Pretty neat experience to cover.
Yeah, we had some good mentors out here that made it a lot better, so we learned a little bit more, and it was where I felt like I was learning a little bit more than in school today. I got to experience it more, and it was a good time.
Yeah, and then just, you know, for 8 hours doing it, how patient do you have to be out there, you know? And then you know, it's not just like recreational fishing.
Yeah.
It's competition fishing, which too, where, you know, fishing is a relaxing sport when, you know, say, well, I would think when you reeled in the close to 4-pounder, you say, hey, maybe we might win this thing, maybe. We feel pretty good about it. So just a little bit about factoring all that stuff in.
You just got to be patient. We were in the same spot all day. We fished in the same area for 8 hours, and we just were throwing the same lure, same spot over and over and over, and hoping maybe we'd get a bite. And sometimes it did work, sometimes it didn't. But
yeah, all right. And so sophomore, so I know you're going to do this for the next 2 years,
yep,
too. And can you kind of elaborate what this program kind of means? I talked to IHSA people, and initially there was a little levity with, yeah, bass fishing, ha, 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 you can win a state title in that. And then they even realize, man, this is a big deal now to do this. And I think Mercer County's done a great job of basically, even I think prior to the consolidation, we're on the ground floor. What about, you know, this is a pretty neat thing, and taking it serious and being part of a program within the school district that I think they should be proud of.
Yeah, it's definitely a recreational activity that has a competitive background to it, so you can always go in there and compete for something. So to have a competition and people just say, ah, it's just bass fishing, nobody really cares about that. But there's a lot of people around here, since we're in a kind of a rural area, there is a lot of people that enjoy it, and it is fun for some people.
All right. Yeah, well, so we're talking to you on Thursday, and this is probably a really dumb question, Taylor, but when's the next time you're going to go fishing? You'll probably say, well, when I get home tonight. No, but I mean, is that you're a pretty avid fisherman, and I know the winter was, and the spring has been pretty brutal, and now we're getting some nice fishing weather.
I've been waiting all spring for this, but I'll probably start fishing on probably Friday night. It'll be fun. But yeah, I try to get out as much as possible.
Right. And then the investment from the, call them the coaches or the instructors, and, you know, there's parents here and people that take an interest in it too. I know Coach Hart takes it seriously. John Swank's a good dude. Roger Koopman, I see the people around you. It takes that type of investment to build a program.
Yeah, they have spent a lot of time trying to make us better. It's helped us out a lot. They've spent a lot of time and money and just patience just helping us out and trying to get us the best opportunity to succeed in the bass fishing tournament area.
Well, I'll make a promise to our listening audience, and we'll tell them Cody Higgins will go to the IHSA State Fishing Tournament before he graduates from Mercer County High School. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
All right. Nice going, and thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you.
All right. Good to talk about bass fishing with Mercer County sophomore Cody Higgins on WRMJ.